This is Tom Stever of Brownfield Ag News. Happy 65th birthday, KASM Radio. Cheers to 65 more years of being Central Minnesota's number one farm information station. Well, everybody
knows your name. Noontime News continues here on KASM Radio. We have a chance to go to beautiful South Dakota. Maggie Stiles joining us here in Noontime News. Maggie, how are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been just about a year since we spoke to you. We spoke to you at Central Plains Dairy last year.
Yes, we did. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
No. And life has changed a little bit for you since then, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. I graduated from South Dakota State in December, and I moved to McLaughlin, South Dakota, which is in the north central area. We're about 10, 15 minutes from North Dakota. So it was very cold when we came out here, but today it's a beautiful 50 degrees, so we're loving it.
So right now you're ranching full-time then, right?
Yep. I work with about 650 head of Angus cows that are bred to Herefords and Charolais, and then we also run about 10,000 acres.
Maggie, I can't imagine you forgot about this engagement deal.
Yes, I got engaged actually in Disney World over Thanksgiving.
Boy, that's a big year.
We're out here on the ranch, and we're going to get married in July.
Well, that sounds good. And eventually, would you guys like your own place, or what's down the line? I guess is that way too far off to see here?
Eventually, yeah, we would love to have our own place and, maybe work into somebody's. And right now, we're just kind of learning the ropes out here and hopefully maybe buy some heifers in the upcoming years and start from there.
Well, Maggie, we have you on the program today. I read one of your blog posts you had online a few weeks ago, and obviously working with cattle, working on the farm has its own concerns, its own dangers, and you have a story to share where you had one of those close instances with a bull recently.
Yeah, and I've always been, cautious around bulls. You hear the stories of, I walked through his pen every day, and then one day he just, attacked me, and that's kind of the way my parents raised me, just to always be aware, always keep your eye on the bull. But I think sometimes we get a little too comfortable, and there was a bull. My horse's pen is kind of within another pen, and in that pen we had 46 heifers and about 20 bulls. And one of the bulls, he was just standing next to the horse's pen, and I was riding. So I walked past him about three or four times. He didn't look like he didn't feel too well, so he didn't even pay attention to me. And then later that night, my boss called me and said, "Hey, there's a bull not feeling too well. Did you see him?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so, but I'll go out and check on him." And he was around the corner, around the barn. And so walking down the side of the barn, I started talking to him, just making sure I wouldn't startle him at all. And I took like my parents had always taught me, just make sure you know how to get out of there in case he charges. And so I took a look. I said, "Yep, I can run right to the fence and get out. No problem." And I took a round angle around that corner just to make sure I wouldn't take a sharp turn. And as soon as I turned the corner, I said, "Hey there, big guy." And his butt was facing me, and he immediately whipped around, and his ears were pinned, and that's when I knew I was in trouble. And so I turned to run. I turned to run, and I misjudged how much snow there was. And so I just ran and ran and ran, but I wasn't going anywhere. And I fell right as he charged, and luckily he had miscalculated, and he went for my body when it was standing and not when it was falling, so he just ran over my legs, and I was just terrified. I ran as fast as I could, and I got out of there, and he actually went face first into the snow. So when I got out there, my fiance came up to me, and he's like, "What happened? Are you okay?" And I said, "The snow just saved my life, because if I hadn't fallen, he would have hit my whole body. And if he wouldn't have fallen into the snow, who knows, he might have turned around and came after me." And luckily with the snow, he ran over my legs, and it kind of acted as a cushion. Had it been the hard ground, I might have broken my leg, which would have been horrible going into calving season. But luckily I got out of there. I was just bruised. I still put Icy Hot on my leg every night just to make sure it's working okay. But it was terrifying, having these creatures I love so much kind of turn on me. And I think it was because he was sick. He just kind of felt vulnerable. And I was embarrassed at first because I've been working with cows my entire life. and here I had misjudged the situation. But I eventually decided that I needed to talk about it. You know, I needed to tell people, I needed to share my story, because there's a lot of situations that we're in that we don't always think about it because we've been doing it our whole life.
And you mentioned, you know, the physical aspect, but also now there's a mental healing that needs to go on. And I'm guessing talking about it is just going to kind of help in that whole process.
Oh, absolutely. Like the next week, we actually loaded him up. And I was just very, very cautious. And just even the look in his eyes just kind of scared me. It was kind of like a, you know, post-traumatic stress, just that look in his eyes, because that's all I really remember of when he ran me over. And so I made sure I was on the four-wheel and not the one on my feet. Now here we are about 3 or 4 weeks later, and I'm so aware, but there's no need to be afraid, because I think fear can cause you to be in more situations. So I'm always aware of where the bulls are, what they're doing, how they're reacting, but I'm definitely not afraid, and it took me a little bit to get to that point.
Maggie Stiles joining us here on Chasm Radio today, and Maggie had a real close encounter with a bull a few weeks back. And Maggie, too, I've heard stories, too. A lot of people are under a misconception. Well, it's only a bull that can do it. It's only this that can do it. But, you know, cows can do it, too. So it's all animals in general. It serves as a good reminder.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even my horse, you know, sometimes he gets a little sassy and, you know, can kick at me or, you know, do anything. If there's nice weather in the air or in calving, we also have to be really careful, because, you know, we breed for good maternal traits, which also can sometimes lead to them being a little aggressive. So we always got to be aware.
So Maggie, have you changed your mannerisms or anything like you said, or basically just maintaining that being cautious kind of aspect?
Yeah, and just being aware, you know, because I think with farm accidents, it's a lot of, you just get too comfortable. And you're not aware of your surroundings. So not really changing my mannerisms, but making sure that I'm aware of where can I go if this cow charges, you know, or taking a closer look at her ears and her eyes, and just making sure I'm not rounding a corner at any animals. And, you know, if they don't feel good, they feel vulnerable, and they are prey animals, so they do have that tendency to protect themselves.
And in long hours and odd hours, you know, sometimes things get a little lackadaisical, too, so.
Yeah, and you just always got to never let, if you're too sleepy, don't go out there, or, you know, if you're tired, bring somebody else along. And, you know, they are pretty dangerous animals, but they kill more people than you think, so mm-hmm. You just got to be aware, and you can love them just as much as you want, just got to be careful.
Maggie, one final question. What kind of feedback did you get on with your blog post or social media? Was it all... what kind of feedback, I guess, did you get in the whole deal?
Oh, it was actually really comforting. I'm in a big Facebook group. It's called Women in Agriculture, and I posted it in there, just kind of reminding these ladies about it, and the feedback I got was crazy. You know, all these women are like, you know, thank you so much for the reminder, or other women sharing similar stories. Like one woman, when you talk about cows, she said that they had 2 calves that they had to treat, and it was the 5th day that they treated them, and the first 4 days, nothing. The cow didn't react. She didn't do anything. But that 5th day, something switched in her head, and she pinned this lady up against the fence, and her husband fortunately pulled her over, and she was safe. But it was kind of cool to hear those stories and to kind of remind everyone to just keep your eyes open.
Well, Maggie, we're glad you're okay. We also appreciate your time in sharing your story, too. If, you know, it does serve as a reminder to all those in agriculture and working with animals to be extra careful, and we do appreciate you sharing your story. Glad things are going well. We're glad you're getting hitched, and you're glad you're living on the ranch. So,
thank you very much. I'm very glad to be out here. I feel very lucky to be a part of this industry.
Well, Maggie, thank you very much for your time. We'll stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.